Be mindful and aware all the time. Just don't stir your mind anymore and let things be. Then all the defilements which are non-intrinsic will settle down by itself naturally to reveal the truth. This clarity will reveal the true nature of everything inside and outside, leading to true peace and wisdom within. With metta always, Brother Bing Lim.
Can understand this? You better learn how to understand it. But this is the way to meditate, understand? That's why this person, Bing Lim, you know, he's very new. He was like you. Heard my video. Then came to me. Then after not long, he came to the class. Then he volunteered to help out in the transcript. That's why after that, he wrote to me. Means he, after doing the transcript, he managed to get word by word. And he loved this phrase. He said, be mindful and aware all the time. Did I tell you that? Throughout the retreat, the meditation, maintain mindfulness, understand? Every movement, every action in the present moment, blinking of the eye, turning, all the instructions already given. And he summarized this very well. In one of the talk, I wrote this. Be mindful and aware all the time. Just don't stir your mind anymore. Can or not? And be confident. You all, because your habitual tendency is still kau-kau. Never mind, the time will come. And let things be. Joey also can. The fly come until like that also, never move. So can be done. Then all the defilements which are not intrinsic will settle down by itself naturally to reveal the truth. Means anger, not you. That's why they come, they go. Then when you just aware, don't feed it with any more thought energy, it ceases. Fear also same. Anxiety also same. Restlessness also same. So in order to realize peace, it's very easy. Don't do anything. Understand? But that is the problem. You're very capable. You cannot want to do anything. You know what they will complain? Boring lah, relative, don't do anything. Must have thing to do. You love to do lah. Like those people, need to work lah. Have to work, lagi must work. Unless you have the understanding, you become like what normal people do. Then this clarity will reveal the true nature of everything inside and outside, leading to what? True peace and wisdom within. And this one actually come from the Zen analogy, which is good. The Zen analogy got an analogy. Remember earlier on we read in the Heart Sutta book? It's assume that your hotel have a host. There are 6 rooms where the guests come and go. Who are the guests? The sense data, Your room are your sense bases, Understand not? And you think the guests come, normally they stay short game also 2 hours, understand not? Or sometimes half day, sometimes 1 day, sometimes more. But these sense data are split second gone already, understand? And they're not like the guests of the hotel can complain, don't have internet, don't have light, pillow not clean. You can complain, The department don't complain. Come in, come out, stir. So, he said, if you are the host of the hotel, what you do? What do you do? If you get upset because of all the defilement, means the guests that come in complain to you, you cannot manage it. But these sense data come in, they don't complain. So how? You let them be, understand? What do you let them be? The fly, understand? But don't be so naive. Like the bee that sting, Yun Chen. I want to sting, I do dana. Ayo. That is delusion, understand? I always advise Kayamita, avoid the condition, understand? Avoid the condition means take care of your karma, understand? Then, with your wisdom, when you can sense, you can avoid a lot of things. But otherwise, like I say, karmic consciousness, you cannot avoid. You look at Yun Chan, she also cannot avoid. She can only after that say what? I shall wear thicker glove. You cannot blame her. Your karmic consciousness is like that. You cannot escape one. Cannot run one. Well, I saw a lot of this. Then sometimes, outside and other people, I saw the condition coming in. Don't be so gullible. Don't quote me and simply apply. Let things be. The be come. Want to do anything? Then the robber come. I open the door. Understand? Oh, you want the car? Key here. Understand? There is a story, actually a real one, not story. This one. My physics teacher, actually, in the early day, he know I very good. Finally, he came down and learned from me. He was observing me and talking to me 3 to 6 months. He got one question, he did not answer. Until he be tahan, he asked. Yeah, I bought a new car. The one at home, Toyota Lightis. Not Toyota Lightis, Toyota Altis. That was 20 years ago. That car 20 years, still running very well. Very good car. So what happened? That time new car, and the car very popular, a lot of people want to steal. Until insurance also don't want to cover you. Then he saw, I buy a lock and lock the brake and the accelerator. You know what he asked me, finally after 6 months? He said, Tio, you don't mind. This question is very long already. I cannot understand. He said, I observe, you still lock your door. Your palami is so good. Why you still lock your door? I was laughing inside. Then I tell you, okay. You listen. If you think your palami is so good, then not only don't lock. On your engine, don't take out the key. Don't off it. Keep the door open and leave it there. See if people take or not. Then he laughed. Oh, now I understand. I say avoid the condition made out of love and compassion for the so-called guy or snatch thief or the car theft. Out of love and compassion for him, so I make it more difficult for him to steal. Understand? Then if he saw another Otis, no lock, nothing, which he will go to? He will sure go to the other one. Understand? Unless they are professional, they want the new one. How you lock also no use. Understand? Like your house, if the robber want to break in, how you lock also no use. So you have to understand. So sometimes don't be too scared until you got, you know what they say? They secure the door with $8,000 door. Special lock, everything. But the window at the side is no glass window. You understand? Which means you don't understand security. If your door is so solid, you think they have to break your door. They will go through somewhere else. Understand? And if they want to rob you or kidnap you, they plan on your karmic conditioning like that, you cannot run. So instead of doing all this, you just do, not to say open your door and don't do anything. That is the other extreme of foolishness. Whatever your nature is, I ask you one question. Since the distant past until now, you think you always enlightened mind. You make so much mistake, so much karmic negativity. And the law of karma is what? The second and sixth determining moment, top moment, that trigger of that coming, eternal one, don't go off. That's why arahan also cannot go to death. You understand? Because this is karmic. Angulimala, Arahana, also bitten until like that. The other one got psychic one. Who is he? Ha, Mongalana. He for 6 times, he know people one, he saw them, he used his psychic, disappear. Then after the 6th time, just like what I say, I saw the sign, and I keep on coming, you know, meant to be. Then he want to check. Why like that? Oh, then check. Oh, yo, there was one life in the past. He murdered her own parents. They were blind, and they trusted him. And the wife participated together in Mongala. But that time he's not Mongalana, please. He's just a lay person. So what they do is, they shouted out, and say, robber, robber, quickly run, run, run. Then instead, they become the robber and clobber the parent and kill them. That's why he kena this type of karma. And it's in the Jataka story. So you cannot play a fool with karma. When the conditioning karma, whether you arahan or no arahan, come means come. Understand? So please, don't be a hero. Understand?